Hello, and welcome to Roots and Branches, the Pinewood Alumni Podcast. Join us as we dig into the captivating stories and remarkable journeys of the alums who have walked the halls of Pinewood School. Through this podcast, we'll reconnect with our past, celebrating the diverse experiences, achievements, and memories that have shaped not only our individual lives, but also the legacy of Pinewood. Our alumni have spread their roots far and wide, reaching out into various fields, industries, and passions. So whether you're a current student, a fellow alumnus, or simply curious about the power of education, come explore with us as we uncover the inspiring stories that make up the lush canopy of Pinewood's legacy. Welcome to another episode of Roots and Branches. Today, we have the honor of speaking with Christina Bullock, a trailblazing alum of Pinewood's class of 2004, and the visionary founder behind Joyous Soul, a stylish women's shoe brand with a powerful mission at its core. Christina's journey is not just about entrepreneurship. It's a testament to the transformative power of aligning passion with purpose. With a steadfast commitment to ethics, sustainability, and philanthropy, she set out to challenge the status quo of the fashion industry and create a brand that not only offers stylish footwear, but also gives back to the community and the planet. In this episode, Christina shares the genesis of Joyous Soul, born from her belief that the fashion industry can and should do more to make a positive impact. We dive into her journey of turning this vision into reality, navigating the intricacies of ethical sourcing, sustainable production, and meaningful partnerships. So whether you're a fashion enthusiast, an aspiring entrepreneur, or someone who believes in the power of business as a force for good, join us as we explore the intersection of style and social responsibility with Christina Bullock, founder of Joyous Soul. Get ready to be inspired and empowered to make a difference in the world, one stylish step at a time. Let's dive in. Hello, Christina. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Ian. Thank you so much. Wow, it's an honor to be here, and thank you for that introduction. Wonderful.
We're so excited to have this conversation with you. It's been a little bit since you've graduated from Pinewood. Can you share a bit about your journey after graduation to what led you up to the world of shoemaking and the founding of Joyous Shoes?
Yes, it has been quite a bit of time, and some of you may remember me as my last name was Eichler at the time, so I've since gotten married. But let me start from after graduating from Pinewood, I went to UC Davis, where I received a double bachelor's in design and art history. I graduated in 2008, so it was a little bit of a tough time to get started. But anyway, I worked in design and project management for some of the big tech companies here in the Bay Area, more on the project management side. And then at that time, I realized I wanted to do something a little bit more creative, more on the business side. So then I pivoted and got my master's in marketing. From there, I worked at an apparel company as well as a shoe company. And it was there that I realized just my true passion for shoes. And it was my favorite job I've ever had. But then at the same time, I got pregnant. I was married and I got pregnant with our first child. And I had a pretty difficult pregnancy. I gained 70 pounds, a lot. So it was really tough on my body. And I just decided to take care of myself and take a break from working. So sad to leave that job, but I was hoping to return if it would work out. But also at the same time, we had a sudden death in the family and also experienced all those devastating wildfires we had in California. So at this time, I really took a pause kind of in my life and with my newborn child and really thinking about what my purpose is and what do I want to do in this world. So then I thought back to climate change and sustainability and thinking about the impact I wanted to have in my children's future. So I worked in policy, I studied sustainability, and then I worked in policy for a bit. But I felt like something was missing in that creative design side and that I wanted to pursue something a little different. So I did a lot of soul searching, and I came back to that favorite job I had working for that shoe company. And so wanting to combine that with also my love for design, sustainability, and giving back. So then it just all clicked, and I decided to go for it. I started networking, whether it be from old Pinewood alum or just within my community, attending events, conferences, joining groups online, and really just talking with other brands and founders and Silicon Valley entrepreneurs. So that's the start of it. Yeah, it was a long answer, but it didn't happen overnight.
Have you always loved shoes, or did you just?
Ever since I was little, I think shoes have this amazing power to. It connects us with the earth, and it has this amazing power to really transform our mood and the whole outfit, the look, and it can make us feel certain ways. You think, oh, I've got these shoes on, I'm going to feel more confident, and you're getting ready for an interview or maybe a date, or you're out with your friends. And so I just love that ability that shoes have to really transform the way we feel. And I think that really started when I was a young child. I have pictures of myself trying on my mom's old high heels. And so I think I've always had an eye and a love for fashion and shoes.
So when you were a student at Pinewood, did you ever think that one day I will be a founder of a shoe company? Or did you know in high school that this is what you wanted to do, or you stumbled more on it as you held different jobs and experienced the work world?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I had any idea back at Pinewood. I think I was always really interested in design, and it's interesting sometimes how life works out and you try different things. It's nope, that's not it. Keep trying different things. And when it does click, when you feel in alignment, sometimes you just know and it feels easier, and this is what I meant to be doing. So I think sometimes it's just about trying different things and starting over and being humble, starting over as an intern again or something like that, where it's, even though you've got experience in one field, it doesn't mean you can't pivot to something else. I don't think I had any idea. I think I had this feeling when I worked at the shoe company about 7 years ago that I had this weird feeling that someday I'm going to have my own shoe brand. And I didn't know how or when I was going to do it, but I just had this like gut feeling that someday I wanted to do that. So yeah, glad it worked out.
Yeah, that's wonderful to hear, because a lot of our students, while they're in high school, not everybody knows what it is that they want to do. And often they're feeling the pressure of, I should know what I want to go study when I go to college. And so it's great to hear that you, as an alum with this successful shoe brand, that in high school, you were just a high school student, not even really having that vision of owning a shoe brand. Thank you for sharing that. Were there subjects that you gravitated towards at Pinewood or?
In Pinewood, I would say I was definitely more on the arts creative side. That's more my strength. So art history, the art classes, and musical theater I was also involved in as well. So I think that was always more of my interest area, but versus the math and sciences. And I would say that's still true to who I am now today. But I think being open-minded to things and just going from a beginner's mindset and curious. And I think I'm a lifelong learner, and I don't think like learning ends at Pinewood or ends in college. Like for me, I just love learning. And so I got my master's and then a certificate. And so I think for me, there's just like, that's just who I am. And that's what I love to do, is just learn. And I think being open to learning and experiences, you just never know where your life or your career could unfold if you come with a more open mindset.
That's great. Are there any specific memories or lessons from Pinewood that still resonates with you? I know you recently had a reunion. Did see any of those people bring back memories?
Yeah, it's so great being back on campus. I think it was just a few years ago for the 20-year, and brought back so many memories. And I think one thing that just came to mind right now was, it was probably for Spirit Week or something, where we had to decorate in a theme. And I think ours was like Under the Sea. And I think I realized at that moment, I was put in charge of decorating for this, our area, for our grade. And I really got into it. I think I pulled my team together, and I think I realized how much I love like in-person events and like decorating and pulling a team together and getting creative. And that was a memory that really stood out. And being back at Pinewood too just made me realize some of my closest friends still to this day are from Pinewood. And I think that like smaller campus really unites people and we have this really incredible connection and experience that we all went through of going to Pinewood. And it really did feel like coming home, or like being with my family again. And that was so special to see all these people, many of whom I've kept in contact with, but some not. But it felt like, oh yeah, some time has passed, but it wasn't like we could pick up where we sort of left off. And it's something that's so special about Pinewood.
Yeah, there's still that familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's nice to hear. So let's talk a little bit about your shoe company. Joyous Shoes has a unique focus on sustainability and ethical practices. Can you elaborate how these values became central to your business and why they're important to you?
Yeah, for sure. These are definitely very important to me and at the core of my business. I think I'd always cared about the environment and issues relating to working wages and ethics. In college, I worked a little bit on that. And the design at UC Davis, I think sustainability was starting to become more of a buzzword and more of a topic of interest. But it really wasn't back until those wildfires we had in 2017 and 2018 in California. I think I touched on that a little bit earlier, but about the negative impacts that the climate change was having here in our own backyard. So it really made me think about the world we live in and what future my kids would have. I didn't exactly know at that time that I was going to start the shoe company, but I decided to take action and study climate change. First, I actually studied with former Vice President Al Gore in his Climate Reality Project. And then I decided to get a certificate in sustainability through UCLA. So it was these two training programs that really helped deepen my understanding for these issues and a perspective that helps shape the core values of my company. And I think I have come to realize that sustainability is very nuanced, and there really isn't, it's not like a black and white type thing where one size fits all to the problems we face. I think to me, sustainability is about meeting the current needs of the present while not compromising on future generations' needs. I think it's about developing systems that are more efficient, better policies, and also wasting less. So creating better, fewer items that are made to last. So that was a long answer, but I think through my studies and then just taking a pause and step back and realizing what is sustainability to me and how can I translate that into my business. And some people have said the most sustainable thing is to create nothing new. And I agree, they're correct, actually. But we also live in a world where I think we need better options, better choices. And so I felt like there was a gap there in designing shoes that didn't look sometimes like green fashion can just look a certain way. And I wanted to have it be a little more stylish or elevated and not necessarily scream like, oh, these are sustainable. And sustainability can be used, that word can be used so much where it feels almost like greenwashing, but I try not to feel or come across that way. And it's a fine balance because people say they want these things, but at the end of the day, sometimes what they buy is maybe not, and they like what they like and the price and everything. But I do think of better, fewer, and then also developing sustainable systems. So the last thing I want is the shoes to end up in a landfill and create more waste. So I have systems in place to help donate or recycle at their end of the life. So I really try to think about it more holistically than just like the material.
Yeah, definitely. I saw that on your website and I thought that was really an interesting take on it, that it's not just the creation of the shoe and the beginning of it, but just what happens to them at the end, and that you actually have links in there where people can box up those shoes and send them off to a place where they can be disposed of and reused in different ways. And that's, yes, I thought was a really cool business model.
Thank you. And I'm not saying it's 100% perfect, but this is where I'm at. And there's always room for improvement. I think sustainability is really a journey, whether it's personally or your business. It's not, okay, now we're done. I think it's an ongoing thing that you can always work to be a little better, do a little bit more every year.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the challenges you faced early on when you were building Joyous Soul Shoes? And what did you do to overcome them?
Oh, so many. I think it's one thing to have an idea for a business, but another thing to actually do it and get it started. And that in itself took almost 2 years, about a year and a half or almost 2 years. And just getting it off the ground from initial idea to all the operational things that have to happen before you actually have a product to sell. And I think because I was so passionate about what I was doing, the operational things felt very much like work. And sometimes I just really dreaded doing some of these more legal or operation, figuring all these systems out that needed to, and all these decisions that needed to come together. But I think seeing it all come together, especially like with the website. And then once I actually had a product to sell and started gaining more of a following on social media and things like that, I think then it's okay, all that operational stuff, all the stuff I didn't really enjoy. And I think it, you know, is all worth it. That initial setup period, you have to do it. It's work is work. And I think that was some of the biggest challenge. Yeah, the operational things and balancing that with all the fun stuff that I love to do. And yeah, that's like any job. There's always things that you enjoy more and then some things that are more challenging. And yeah, just balancing out and helping you get through the things you don't love to do as much.
Yeah, 18 months is a long time to have this seed of an idea to actually get it to the point where you can see or touch or feel something. And I think sometimes we live in a society where we're so much more into the instant gratification that, you know,
yeah,
18 months, and it's like forever.
Exactly. I know. And I wanted to add something too about this, but one of the things I didn't think was going to be as challenging was just the naming process. Like coming up with a URL or a name that wasn't already trademarked or wasn't already taken, and then developing a brand around that. Initially, I was thinking about naming after my kids, since that's where my inspiration sort of stemmed from, creating a better future for them. But I was actually introduced to a naming expert, and he was a retired naming expert. I didn't actually know that was a job, but he would help companies name products or companies. And so he really helped steer me and do a ton of exercises on the creating a name that my values were. And then also, it would be a bonus, but made people think of the shoes. Like, how does the name resonate with shoes? So I really spent a ton of time that I didn't anticipate that was going to take so much time, but many months of looking at the dictionary, like looking at just like going mind numb thinking about names. And it's like, why is this so hard? But then when you look, it's like everything's taken. A lot of people want like a one word brand. And so I was really stuck for a while on the name, but then I ultimately decided on Joya Soul, which is a combination of two words in Spanish and Portuguese. So Joya means joy or jewel, and soul means the sun or the sole of our foot. So together they represent how we must treat our life force, like the sun, the earth, like a jewel, and also personally find joy and purpose every day. So I feel like I finally got it, but it took many months to get there. And then also the trademark process, I didn't anticipate that was going to be so challenging, but that took over a year to have the government review it. And then I finally got the plaque, which I'm really proud of, about the trademark. So certain things like that also came up that I didn't anticipate this to be such a big challenge, but the naming for sure was one of them.
I love the name. It represents so much and on so many different levels. So thank you for sharing that story. So then as an entrepreneur, what advice would you give to Pinewood students or alums who may be considering starting their own business or pursuing an unconventional career path?
That's a great question. We're really fortunate to live in Silicon Valley, where I feel like entrepreneurship is so ingrained in our culture. When I initially started out on this journey, I was just amazed that how many people were willing to help me out. If you just tell them your idea and have a plan, show them how passionate you are. It seems everybody I talked to was like 1 or 2 degrees separated away from knowing someone that could help me. So don't be shy. I think network, just tell everyone that you run into, just you never know who could help you out or what it could lead to. And so I have a funny story. We have a housekeeper that comes and helps around the house. And I actually was just telling her, because she was from Brazil, I was like, do you know, before I knew I was going to manufacture in Portugal, I was asking her, do you know anybody in Brazil that can help me make shoes? And she's, oh, no, I don't. But you know what? The person who lives in your old apartment in San Francisco, he's the vice president of Allbirds. And I said, what, really? And so she was able to get me a meeting with the vice president of Allbirds. And I thought that was really cool, because it's here. I have no expectations. I'm like just telling everybody what I'm doing. And you just never know who knows somebody, especially in this area. And I think especially female founders, there's not a whole lot of us. I think it's only like 14% of companies are founded by women. So I think people do really want to help founders out and women. So I think just tell everybody, just the mailman, I don't know, anybody. You never know who could help you out.
Yeah, perseverance. That's one of the things we tell the kids, right? Just keep doing it, because the more and more you do it, the more and more normal it becomes. And you just never know, right? Who knew that you share a housekeeper with the Allbirds vice president?
Exactly.
Yeah. Are there specific values or principles that you learned at Pinewood that continue to guide you in your personal and professional life?
Yeah, sure, definitely. I think number one was integrity. I think it's really key to, when nobody's looking, to make sure you're doing the right thing. And number two would be kindness. And I think you've got to be kind with yourself first and then others around you. So you really have to take care of your personal mental health and well-being. And once you're kind to yourself, I think amazing things will happen to you and those you come in touch with. And I think when you're kind and generous to others in some way or another, those kind deeds will come back to benefit you and help create a better world for all.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's that karma, right? That comes back. So, yeah. How do you balance the creativity and the business acumen in the design and operation of Joyous Soul Shoes?
Yeah, definitely. I think I touched on this a little bit before, but I definitely come from a more creative design marketing background. And so those are the things that are really come easier to me. And the accounting, legal side, those things, I get stuck or just feels more like a grind and work, and I don't enjoy it quite as much. So I think we talked about earlier how long it took me to get off the ground, and seeing it all come together, all that creativity, the creativity helped propel me and get me through all the stuff I didn't enjoy so much, and made it all worth it once I saw the website, the shoes, the things I had to sell, and the packaging, everything coming together that took so much logistics and operation and coordinating all that back and forth and dealing with customs and all the intricacies. I think at the end of the day, it's, oh, that feels like a distant memory. And now that I have all these systems set up, I do still have logistics, but, or working on the barcodes, things like monotonous things that I'm pretty scrappy. It's really just me. I do have contractors, but I do a lot of the nitty gritty when it comes to the business. And so I now have a very deep understanding of all the elements in the business. But at first, when you do anything for the first time, you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is so hard. And I'm making mistakes and having to redo things. But now every time I launch a new style, it's not really recreating the wheel. I'm able to focus more on the creative parts that I like more, and then remembering, oh yeah, this is how I do that part. So I think the hardest parts were definitely the beginning, just getting everything set up. And now I'm able to focus more on the parts I enjoy.
Wonderful. You recently spoke about balancing motherhood, your dreams, and avoiding burnout. What advice do you have for aspiring entrepreneurs who want to have it all?
I wish I could say I have it all figured out, but, and definitely some days feel like I'm managing just fine. And then other days I feel stretched really thin and like I don't have enough time for the business or my kids or my husband or myself. But I think I have the personality who thrives on being busy and sees it exciting and like a challenge. And I'm also really passionate about what I do. So I think that helps. Like I said, most of it, a lot of the creative side doesn't really feel like work to me. So I think if you want to be an entrepreneur and have a family, I think you have to love it, whatever it is you're pursuing. You just really have to like always have to be thinking about it. And I think if you didn't love what you're doing or are not passionate for that, then that would be pretty challenging. I like to say life is short, but it's also long. I think it's important to pursue your dreams so you don't have regrets later on, but also take it in stride. So if you have kids, they're only young once. So enjoy your time with them, and the email inbox can wait till they go to bed at night. I guess it sounds a little cliche. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. And good things take time to build. I think I'm realizing how building anything from scratch takes a lot of time and patience. I congratulate the companies that have like overnight success, but for me, it's been a little bit slower of a journey. And so I'm fine with that and being okay that I'm only one person. I can only do so much. And yes, I would love to do X, Y, and Z, but I have to be realistic since I have three kids and everything else going on. So I'm hoping to keep plugging away with it. And I'm grateful for how far I've come so far, but still have, this is just the beginning.
Speaking of which, then, so what are future goals and aspirations do you have for Joyous Soul Shoes? And how do you envision that brand evolving in the coming years?
As I was just saying, I think it takes time to build a brand. And I intentionally started with one style and to start small and smart and learn from there and just build the brand, learn as I go, instead of invest all this money in inventory, starting just with one clean style and then introducing another one a few months later. And then I'm about to launch two more styles, but just being okay with just a little bit more of a slower rollout. And I guess that also aligns with my values and sustainability and buying better, fewer shoes and just focusing on brand awareness and getting more features in top publishers and working with influencers. So I'm hoping also to get into some more boutiques, like in-person pop-ups and events, things like that, because there is so much value in person, trying on the shoes, feeling the quality, feeling the fit. That's hard to replicate that online. So I think these are my goals for the next coming years, but open. I think you have to be flexible as an entrepreneur and pivoting if something doesn't feel right or if it's not working.
Yeah, definitely. So right now people can get your shoes online on your website.
Yes. Yeah, joyoussoulshoes.com.
Yeah. And where else can they find them?
Right now, that's it. And occasionally I do have pop-up events, especially in the Bay Area. So if you're local, follow me on Instagram at joyoussoul, J-O-Y-A-S-O-L. And sometimes I have pop-up events and I would love to see you.
Wonderful. So the last thing then, what message would you like to share with the current Pinewood School community who are listening to this podcast?
Thank you again so much for listening and for having me on this podcast. It's truly an honor. One of the last things I'd like to say is do what brings you joy and purpose. And it doesn't have to be something big like starting a company. It can be helping out in the community or pursuing a hobby, whatever it is. I think just finding your what brings you happiness and purpose in life is really key. And don't stop until you get there. I think Steve Jobs said something about that. Just keep trying different things. I think sometimes when you graduate from, oh, I have to have like my career figured out and I studied X in college and then now I need to do that. But I think be open-minded. And I think I heard somewhere what people have like on average 5 careers or something like that, where don't just, if it doesn't feel right, try something else. I think just talk to people, get coffee, network. People want to help people out, especially starting out in their career. And don't stop until you find what you're looking for. And whether that's in your career or personally, I think just keep searching if you're not sure what really brings you happiness and joy and purpose. And just keep finding different ways to try different things until you find it.
Yeah, you started Joyous Shoes how long after your college graduation?
So I graduated in 2008, and then I started, the idea initially started in 2021. Yeah, it's been quite some time. And I think the 30s can be a great time. 30s and 40s, you've got a little bit more experience. Maybe you have a little more direction. Maybe you're a little more settled in life. It can be a great time, I think. There are a lot of really young entrepreneurs, and I really admire that. I admire any entrepreneur, actually, at this point, who's anybody that started anything now, seeing how hard it has been. But don't limit yourself like, oh, I have to have started a company, or if you're thinking of starting one in your 20s or 30s, if that time has passed, it's never too late. It's never too late to pursue your dreams. And I think that's sometimes what people think, oh, I'm too old to do this. It's no, you're not. You're really not. So don't wait till it's too late, but then also be okay with where you're at, except with where you're at in life, and it's fine to start over.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful advice. Thank you so much for your time, Christina. Yeah, and good luck with your shoe brand. We look forward to catching up in a couple of years and see how many more styles you have out there.
Yes, thank you so much. Thanks, Anne.
And that is another inspiring episode of Roots and Branches that comes to a close. We hope you enjoy this journey through the diverse paths our alums have taken, from their roots at Pinewood to the branches that have reached far and wide. These stories remind us that our time at Pinewood School was just the beginning of a lifelong adventure, and the connections we forge here can
continue to shape our lives in unexpected ways. Thank you for tuning in and for being a part of the celebration of our shared heritage. Remember to subscribe, share, and stay connected as we continue to explore the ever-growing branches of the Pinewood alumni community. Until next time, this is Roots and Branches, where Pinewood's legacy continues to blossom.